Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you know that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Authenticity Rising with Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz will provide simple solutions for stepping into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Christine and Sabrina invite you to join them each week on Transformation Talk Radio and rise to the occasion of your life. Now, here are your hosts, Christine and Sabrina.
Hey, everyone. I'm Christine Upchurch.
And I'm Sabrina Fritz.
And you are listening to Authenticity Rising on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you to rise to the occasion of your life. Each Monday on Transformation Talk Radio, we have some of the most authentic, leading-edge teachers on the planet who can help you to discover true empowerment. And today's a special day. I'm so excited, Sabrina. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you, Christine?
I'm doing well. I'm out on Orcas Island right now and I'm going to be getting a ferry later today, so I have to say goodbye to this beautiful natural paradise, but I'm feeling good. How are you?
I'm doing great. You have to make sure you tell Orcas hello and give it my love.
I will. And I remember the show we did together here and watched the bald eagle fly past, you know, just underscoring whatever point we were talking about at the moment. It was great.
And yes, you know, that was a lot of fun. And I'm sure you had a great birthday celebration yesterday with Riley.
Yes, my oldest just turned 18 years old. Oh my goodness. And you know, I wrote a card to him. I mean, there was one, you know, from the family to him, but I wrote him a special card and, you know, I cried as I wrote it. It's like, it has been such an amazing journey being his mother. And, you know, we had a great day. And, you know, he's at that stage where he wants to be a full adult. And yet he also still wants to be a kid, you know, as many of us still feel, you know, at age whatever we are. I'm not telling. But it's so great to see him step into more and more of who he truly is.
Yeah, it is amazing watching your children grow up into those young adults.
Yeah, and I know you've got lots of experience and with your oldest daughter getting married in the fall, too.
Yes, I'm learning as I go all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, I'm really excited about today's show because it's funny. My office manager, who's also one of my practitioners, Peggy Snow, she's also a good friend. She was telling me a story about this woman she knows, a friend of hers, and when she was mid-sentence at one stage, I'm like, wait a minute, I have to have her on the show. Who is she? You know, I have to have her on the show because her story is so amazing. I'm thinking it just really exemplifies what our show is all about truly stepping into authenticity. And as you and I know, Sabrina, and as we teach in our workshop and talk about on the show, there really is a lot of letting go that has to occur for us to really step into our authenticity. And this woman is just amazing, and I'm just so excited. And it's funny, too, because this is a woman who, when I first moved to Seattle 22 years ago, I used to watch on television. So, and I'll tell you more about that in a minute, but I think it's... it's great. And so, I wonder who else Peggy knows because she's just, you know, she's one of these amazing women. And Peggy, you're probably listening right now. Yeah, my hat's off to you because you just are so well connected both in this realm and beyond. And I'm so grateful for having connected us. So anyway, without further ado, I want to tell you a little bit about Dana Middleton. She has hosted, written, and produced a global travel series for nationally syndicated television, anchored TV news throughout the West, as well as hosted both radio and television talk shows in Seattle, receiving 5 Emmy nominations and awards. She has served as communications director and press secretary for Washington State's governor, and now for something completely different. Has a thriving and exhilarating practice in energy medicine. I'd like to welcome Dana Middleton. Hey, Dana.
How are you, Christine?
I am well, thank you. How are you?
Very well. Thanks.
Well, and Dana, I have to tell you, this is Sabrina, and I'm so excited to have this opportunity because when Peggy shared that information with Christine, I heard about you immediately. And I know the two of you had a wonderful time getting to know each other in person. So I'm looking forward to this time together with you now.
Oh, thank you so much. And I've heard absolutely lovely things about you as well. I think what's part of what's so remarkable about all this is that Peggy and I had only talked to each other once. I mean, it was that fast. As soon as she came around the back of a car while we were waiting to go to this lecture, I took one look at her and went, oh, one of my people. She speaks my dialect. And, it was great. It was just an instantaneous friendship. Yeah.
Yeah, she's amazing and, you know, is definitely well-connected and just so tuned in. It's a joy to work with her and to have her support our center and, you know, move forward and you know, on her own journey. And I get to witness it, and she holds my hand sometimes, and I hold hers, and I just get to see her bloom. It's fabulous. Yeah. But, you know, it was funny because when she was telling me the story, I'm thinking, you know, she's saying who you were and all the stuff. And at first the name didn't ring a bell, but then she said Northwest Afternoon. It's like, oh yeah, I used to watch that afternoon talk show in Seattle. And then she said, oh yeah. And she was anchor on, was it Northwest Cable News?
Mm-hmm.
Thinking, oh yeah, I watched her on that as well. And then when you came in person, you know, it was so amazing because, you know, not so much. I mean, I've met lots of VIPs over the last several years, and you know, I still get a little starstruck occasionally. But you know, really, what I found so impressive is you took a very different path from what you used to do, and this impressive, you know, forum, the media, and you took a different route. Can you tell us a little bit about that story?
I can, and I think it is not only a different route, but I am truly, I would preface this by saying I'm a slow learner, and so the universe really had to sort of slam me against the wall to get me to wake up and pay attention. And at the time, I was press secretary for Governor Locke in Washington State, and I realized I was just getting progressively sicker and sicker and sicker. And I let the governor know that I really thought my time in the job was limited and I was not doing the job I could do because I just felt so ill and really didn't know why. And finally left, and at the time I left the gov's office, I said, you know, I just really need to get away. Didn't know where I wanted to go, didn't know what I was going to do or even needed to do. But I threw some clothes in the car, I told my husband I'd call him, and I drove away. Wow. And I remembered a place, an area, British Columbia, Canada, that where my sisters had done some work years ago.
And
did
so...
we didn't lose our connection. Okay, I'm getting lots of electronic noises on the line, and I just wanted to make sure we were still connected.
Yeah,
and so I drove up there, and the road literally just kept getting narrower and narrower and narrower, and it came to sort of a dead end at a little tiny town. I'd been driving for 2 days, and it sits on this beautiful, deep glacial lake with a big glacier on the other side.
Oh,
and there's one bed and breakfast. And I walked into the bed and breakfast, and I looked across the room, and there was a woman standing in the kitchen. And she turned around and she went, it was like April, so it was still chilly, nobody, no other guests in the B&B. And she turns around, looks at me and goes, oh, you're here. And I went, what? And she said, yeah, oh. And she said, oh, I'm so glad to see you. And we sit down and she feeds me and we have some red wine and we start talking about how ill I've been feeling. And she says, well, you've come to the right place. This whole little town is full of healers.
Wow.
And I again said, what? And she said, oh, we've got crystal healers and we have essence healers and we have energy meridian healers and they're from all over the world. And I went, uh-huh. And she made me a list and she said, okay, you're going to start with this woman named Christina. And she does crystal healings, and I'm going to send you to her first. And I went, okay. And it was the first time I could ever remember in my life turning myself over to someone else's, in essence, care, and just saying, I'm just going to do this. And I was too sick and I was too tired to do much else, but I let her guide me. And so I went to see this woman, and she was sitting on her front porch in a rocking chair with a walking stick and rocking. And as I was walking toward her, she put her hand on the front of her chest, on her heart, and I burst into tears. And she's patting the seat next to her. So I sat down, and I'm rocking, and I'm just crying and crying and crying, and she's just sitting patiently waiting for me, and she says, look, 5 years ago, I was camping across that lake, and a windstorm came up, and it blew a Douglas fir through our tent, and it part of the branch went through my head, and she said it damaged my optic nerve, and they said I was going to die. And she said, so I called all of my healing teachers, had the nurse call them all. And they all came to the hospital, and they all came around my bed, and they all worked on me. And she said, today is 5 years later, and I'm going to take my first hike. And I would really appreciate it if you would accompany me on my first hike.
Wow.
And I'm weeping some more, and we get up. And we walk through the woods. She's got her little walking stick, and actually she's pretty good. And so we take this walk, and we come back, and we sit back in the rocking chairs, and she looks at me, and she says, okay, you know that this is your work. So we'll start today, and this is who you really are. And so you can learn this or not. The choice is yours. But I can start you on the road to learning how to do this work, and the work that is best for you. And I had no way of processing it.
That's quite the initiation. And
yes.
We're going to have to take a quick break, but when we return, we're going to hear more about Dana's amazing story of how a road trip took her from a high-profile media position to working within energy medicine. This is Christine Upchurch, and you are listening to Authenticity Rising. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-hosts Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, and rise to the occasion of your life.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
This is Sabrina Fritz, and we're back on Authenticity Rising. Our guest today is Dana Middleton, and she has been sharing her road trip into discovering her authentic self. And Dana, your story, you were just now walking with this woman. It was her first hike. And then what happened?
And then I went through a crystal healing session with her and literally felt what she was doing. And then I could see what she was doing. And she said, "Describe this to me as I'm working." So I did. And she said, "I'm just giving you an idea of how you see and how you hear and how you get information and the fact that you can do this." And I said, "Okay." And I went back to my B&B and was at dinner with my friend who owned it. And she said, "You know, I've got this friend who's got this fantastic cabin down the road, and he's looking for a house sitter for a month." And I went, "Oh, that would be me." So I go to see this guy, and it turns out he's also from Seattle. In fact, he's from the neighborhood, one neighborhood over from where I live in Seattle.
Oh, wow.
And he's out here in the woods, and he's been in the woods since the Vietnam War. And so he's built this cabin, and it is a cabin from heaven. It's the most beautiful little Hansel and Gretel stone and hand-hewn wood cabin I have ever seen, full of flowers and fruit trees and a greenhouse, and it sits on the lake, exquisite. And it has just been on the cover of this magazine in British Columbia as the most romantic cabin in B.C. And then he's on his way to Scotland, and I say, "Look, I'll take good care of it for you." And he says, "By the way, this is my dog, Gandhi." And Gandhi...
Of course his name was Gandhi.
Of course, right? And I'm starting to think, you know, this is all a little bit too much. This is a little over the top. And sure enough, half the dog's face is pure white, and half the dog's face is pure black. And he's looking up at me, cute dog. So Gandhi and I move in together. And I'm there about, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks, and I'm talking to my husband on this old satellite phone and telling him how beautiful it is. And I've lit this little pile of kindling in the wood stove to warm the place up a little bit. And I'd had these strange dreams and meditations the night before because there was no light. It was so dark. And I'd had these really unusual meditations during the night. And so I wrote them down in the morning. And then I thought, you know, I don't think I want to keep this stuff. It feels grungy. I don't want to keep it. So I put the pieces of paper in the wood stove. And a few minutes later, I look out the window, and I ask my husband to hold on a second, and I walk outside, and the roof's on fire.
Oh, goodness. Oh.
And I'm going, wow, this is, and it's a thick, shake roof full of moss and lichen, and it's really starting to move. And I ran in and I hollered into the phone to my husband to get the fire department. And I couldn't even quite describe where I was because I was out in the woods. Mm-hmm. But eventually I got close enough and I tossed the phone down and I ran outside with Gandhi and the hose. And I'm training the hose on this fire up around the base of the chimney. And after a few minutes, I'm thinking, my God, this is full of this guy's belongings. So I'm running in and I'm looking around and saying, what would he want to keep? and I grab a whole, I run my whole arm along this row of books and toss these books out onto the lawn. And then there's an Indian tomahawk above the door, and I pull that off and throw that outside and start running in and out, and then a little more water with the hose, and then back in the house and a little more water. And then the loft, sleeping loft, crashes in while I'm in the house. So that was the end of being in the house. So I'm back out, and I hear this little alarm. And there's a guy, I can just hear this man's voice. And he reaches his hand over, and he goes, "Let go of the hose. Let go of the hose." And I let go of it, and he goes, "You know, this stuff happens." And I was, oh, my God.
Wow.
And the cabin just, the fire went down the side and across the top, and all of a sudden there was this big whoosh, and the whole thing went up at once in this kind of ball of flame with this exquisite cedar tree next to it in flames.
Oh,
and we had to stand there and watch it burn.
Oh, how
and
awful.
I just could not believe it. And it's burning and burning and burning, and this car pulls up behind the house, and my owner of the B&B gets out of the car. And I walk over to her, and she wraps this blanket around me because I was all wet, and she hands me this little bit of brandy in a glass. And she goes, "Well, way to manifest." And she starts laughing. And I went, "Whoa, these people have a whole different view of life."
Yeah.
And she said, "You must have really needed to clear some stuff out."
Wow.
And I still, to this day, looking back on it, cannot believe how correct she was. She was right.
In what way? Why was she correct?
I was completely filled. I mean, gunk would be the best word that might come to me immediately. If I was completely filled with gunk. I had spent my entire adult life on deadlines and makeup and hair and appearance and image and to 16-hour days. And so much had built up that it was probably inevitable that something was going to have to blow or give. And it gave in such a big way.
Right.
That it shocked me, but it didn't shock them. Not any of them.
Mm-hmm.
I met healers later and teachers later who said, "Oh, well, way to do it thoroughly." I mean, there was no, none of our, I don't know, there was no drama in it. It was just,
right.
Oh, yeah, well, this is part of life, and you have to destroy in order to rebuild. And so this
well,
woman
it wasn't
said,
your home that you destroyed.
No, but you know what? When I wrote to this man who owned it, and I, of course, was just prostrate in my sorrow,
right.
He says, "Oh, you know, I have so much been wanting to travel the world, and I have felt so guilty about leaving the house to do it that I've been sort of pinned there in the house. And so now, as sad as I am to lose the house, now I'm free to do all this traveling I wanted to do."
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, my God.
So you both needed to let go.
Yes. Yes. And
you're both great manifestors.
I guess so. I guess so. And it was this crystal healer who also thought it was hilariously funny, and she said, "Look, what you need to do is call some of my teachers. They're in Seattle, and when you get home, here, call Julie. Here's her number." And that started the whole rest of my life.
Wow, amazing.
So and called Julie.
And so given that there were all these people viewing this very differently, did it also shift your perspective on you know, whether we're victims to things or whether we're actually perfectly manifesting it? I mean, that's a pretty huge event. Did you feel victimized or did you trust that there was perfection?
You know, that's interesting. It took me probably years of just allowing whatever came in, to allowing process, before I began to get any clarity on any of it at all. Mm-hmm. I never felt victimized. I felt closer to traumatized than victimized, and a not having any understanding of why this had occurred, none at all. But over time, taking the spin out of it, taking the judgment out of it, taking the negativity out of it, that was the process that began to truly change my life, was looking at it as part of life rather than as this huge, big drama that
Those
had
two that...
changed everything. Yeah.
Yeah, just seeing the information in the event versus the personalization of it.
Right. That's exactly right, is that it was transformation in its truest form, transforming energy rather than making anything specific out of it. It was, I've never learned more. I couldn't have imagined learning more. And the more I understood what had occurred, the closer I came to the kid I used to be. I could remember more and more clearly and plainly how I used to play in the woods and how I used to interact with my friends and the days when I felt truly free and much happier. And so it all led in this kind of full circle. And people would say, do you miss broadcasting or do you miss politics? And I'd go, no, no,
right.
I certainly don't.
What a fabulous story. When we come back from our next break, I want you to share with our listeners what happened when you came back and and how that trip changed your life. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Do you feel like you need proven leadership because your life is losing its desired direction? Do you need affordable private coaching that will work for you and your schedule? If you've ever felt stuck in an uncomfortable life situation, here's the answer. Based on years of experience in life coaching, Lisa Phillips has written the amazing Coaching DIY Do-It-Yourself Manual. If you haven't heard of Lisa Phillips yet, you should. She's a certified neuro-linguistic programmer, and she regularly contributes to top self-improvement magazines around the world. Many people know what they would like to change in their lives, but don't have the knowledge or the resources on how to do something about it. This book reveals everything you need to know, from achieving exciting goals to identifying and releasing toxic emotions. With Lisa's ebook, everyone can easily take action to feel good right away. Get your copy now at amazingcoaching.com.au. That's amazingcoaching.com.au.
Connect with your personal guardian angels, guides, and departed loved ones at Angels and the Afterlife, an enlightening day of answers with Doreen Virtue and John Holland on September 22nd in Seattle, Washington. Audience readings will be given throughout the day, so reserve your seat today by calling 800-654-5126. Discover how guardian angels support, heal, and guide to enact positive life changes. Tune in and increase your innate intuitive abilities to receive signs and signals from the other side. Seats are limited for the Angels and the Afterlife event, so call 800-654-5126 to reserve your seat today, or online, visit hayhouse.com.
Join Lisa Kay, international business consultant and mentor, and host of the hit show Success and Empowerment, as she combines a voracious appetite for learning and a life mission to understand and simplify the complex as she delivers a recipe for your unique talent. Lisa's intuitive ability to ask the right question has set her apart as she engages the most inspiring people in the world to tell their story. Tune in each Tuesday at 2 Pacific at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-hosts Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. And rise to the occasion of your life.
This is Sabrina Fritz, and we're back on Authenticity Rising. We have Dana Middleton with us today, and she has been sharing the most delightful story of her journey of when she left on a road trip, met some amazing people on her healing journey, then came back forever changed. And before you share with us what happened when you came back to Seattle and came home to your normal life and how things started to shift for you, why don't you let our listeners know how they can reach you if they'd like?
Oh, you know, I didn't put the email address.
Oh, I've got it.
To me, give me.
I've got it right here.
I have it here.
We've got it.
Oh, good.
Is it Dana K. Middleton at live.com?
It is.
Yeah, and that's Middleton with an I, unless you're from the Midwest and have a Midwest accent like Sabrina does. And it sounds more like Middleton, but it's yes. Dana, DanaKMiddleton at live.com.
Right, and that's the middle, that's the initial K as opposed to K-A-Y. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wonderful, Dana. So our listeners can reach you on that email address. And now, what happened when you came back to Seattle and came home to your normal life?
I called Julie. I took out that piece of paper that Christina had given me, and I called Julie, whoever in the world Julie was, and I said, I've met your friend way up in BC, and I'll explain later, but could I come and see you? And so we did a private session together, and she said, you know, I really think you could benefit from some of the classes we offer. And quite honestly, at first I thought, no, this just is not, I don't want to do that. I don't want to go quite that far. But I went. I signed up for their sort of introductory classes, and I attended, I think there were probably six initial classes once a week.
So what kind of classes are we talking about? Are we talking about energy healing or
a great question.
Meditation?
Yes and yes. There was a little bit of everything. One class, for instance, focused entirely on showing you how you could psychically see and or hear or feel. One class, yes, was on the concepts of energy medicine. Some of it was on meditation. There was no question. In fact, in every class, we were taught how to meditate, which is something I had never done before.
Uh-huh.
I'd had the little bits of odd experience in Canada, not knowing what it was, but now I was beginning to get a sense of what all that had been. And so they did indeed teach meditation. So it was a variety of disciplines and techniques they were teaching, because their philosophy was that people have all manner of different ways of receiving information, and there were all manner of healing techniques. So they were teaching all kinds of different ways of approaching this, and I liked it all. And it was, so I signed up for the next 6 weeks or a couple months, whatever it was, and went to those as well, and then began to look at some other schools as well, and some other teachers as well. You know how this goes. It starts to network, and people make suggestions. And I studied for about 5 years. And after about 4 of those years, there literally was my doorbell rang. And I opened the door, and this woman was standing there, and she said, "Do you think you could do a healing session on me?" And I said, "Well, no. I said, I'm a student. I'm just learning." And she said, "No, no." She was in my class. Right. And she said, "No, I really want you to do this." Mm-hmm. And I said, "Okay." And she came in, and we did this healing session, and it was quite remarkable. And it clearly was a benefit to her, and it was very helpful to me as well, of course. And then she brought her mom, and then some other friends, and then friends of mine began to ask, "Well, you know, what are you doing?" And so I would say, although there were a lot of people I wouldn't tell, I wouldn't talk about it for a long time. Mm-hmm. You know, you get strange reactions, and people go, "I'm sorry, you're doing what?"
Mm-hmm. And so yes, Sabrina, I know all about that kind of reaction.
Exactly. You get it a lot. And then,
and what year was this, Dana, that this was happening?
This was between 2002 and about 2009.
Yeah.
10, right in there, yeah. So it was that eight-year period in there. In fact, I was thinking before the show that it really has been a full decade now since the whole thing occurred to now being quite engaged and relaxed. In fact, I just had a client walk out the door about an hour before your call, and I was thinking just what a wonderful, enriching life this has become.
Do you feel like your life has been more full and rich in this last decade than it has the prior decades before?
Hands down.
Yes.
Hands down. Yeah, oh, yes. And the interviewing process on television, there were indeed some wonderful interviews, edifying, moving interviews. But it does not compare in any way to being able to facilitate for someone a real change in their life. It just doesn't compare. I would never have guessed in a million years that I would have taken such a departure, and yet at the same time it was coming home.
Beautifully said. So, you know, when we step further and further into our authenticity, as you've been describing with your own journey, sometimes the people around us who we know and love, who are used to us as our old personality, react not so well. Some of them really adore us more. What kind of reaction did you get from the people in your life who were used to you being a particular way, and then after you transformed yourself? And
I would say the most challenging was my family. The most rewarding was my husband, who, through all of this, suddenly did not have the woman he married.
Right.
I was in no way doing anything that I did when we were married. And this was now, and I'm sure for a time he must have felt terribly excluded. I would go to these classes at night and I'm learning, you know, heaven knows what, and it doesn't really make sense to him. But he was the key and the most valuable pivot point in my life, because he turned with me. He allowed all those adjustments, and he never passed judgment on it, and he never decided, "Oh my God, she must be a different person," or "I don't get this." He didn't do any of that. It took him about 3 years before he ever really asked, "What are you doing?" He watched, and he listened, and he paid attention, but he didn't dive in for quite a while. He did when a friend of ours got cancer, and I was doing healing work with her, and then he stepped in and participated, which was extraordinary. Uh-huh. I would say still to this day, my father and my sisters don't really get it. Mm-hmm. And it's okay. I'm finding a way to make it work so that we can enjoy each other and have fun. and talk to each other, and it, and but they don't necessarily get it,
right.
And it's all right. And my son gets it without even needing to discuss it.
That's great.
He just does.
And you've just described, I think, one of the basic tenets of becoming our authentic selves is letting go of attachment to who gets us and who doesn't, who approves of us, who doesn't. And it sounds like you've gotten to a place where your immediate family, you're okay one way or another.
Oh, yeah, because it isn't about me. It doesn't make any difference
right.
whether somebody gets it or not. It, that doesn't affect whether I love them or not. It also mm-hmm. doesn't affect whether we are friends or whether we can chat or whether we can enjoy each other. We just don't have to touch each other at certain levels mm-hmm. of understanding. There are all kinds of wonderful needs and wants that friends provide and that family provides. And yes, it did take me a while. It was not instantaneous. But once I got there, it's just made life fuller and less restrictive. I don't find that I select people based on who understands. It's just if somebody comes in on that wavelength, that's fun and that's great. And if they come in somewhere else, that's fine too. It doesn't matter.
That's fabulous. And I mean, people are people, and I think that when we embrace the differences, that's when we can have real transformation in our society. And so many of us have, you know, I personally have put out a lot of energy there trying to get people to approve of me or to buy into my belief system. And yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
No, and it never works. It
it's
really
true,
never
it
works
doesn't.
Anyway, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
I guess if I were to look at the success rate of that, I too never have seen any, quote, success from that. The greater riches lie in my ability to allow someone else to be themselves.
Right.
I don't really care whether they agree with or feel or participate in healing work. It's just fascinating to listen, to be around them, maybe learn something new. My watchword is to allow. I have learned, still learning, how to trust and allow the unfolding of life around me rather than trying always to push. And that's perhaps the greatest piece of it all, was my whole career was about pushing. And now it's all about allowing.
That's an amazing story and an amazing invitation to everyone who's listening right now, because, you know, I think that's something that isn't easy for us to do. And you've just exemplified how your life can be totally transformed when you do. Dana, thank you so much for joining us on our show today. It's just, you're such a bright light and fun person, and what an illuminating story. Thank you.
I'm honored you asked. Thank you so much. I've enjoyed it very much.
Me too, Dana.
And we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back on Authenticity Rising, we're going to have our regular segment, Authenticity Rising into Action, where you get to play along. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camino Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camino Island Coffee Roasters.
The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, and rise to the occasion of your life.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
This is Sabrina Fritz, and we're back on Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina. And we had such a delightful time having Dana Middleton on the show with us today. We really did enjoy her journey. Christine, you were right. She was fascinating. And, you know, when you're being called in that kind of way in life to let go and allow of everything that you've ever trusted and known you to be can be quite scary.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, in Dana's story, I mean, think about going from this high-profile position in both the media and politics to, you know, going into this alternative realm of energy medicine, the courage it took to let go of the old self. I mean, it's just, that's amazing.
It really is amazing. And, you know, it's something that many of us seem to be called to do in these last few years, this last decade or so, is be comfortable giving up the labels, the identity that we've come to know ourselves as, and right. to step into our authentic selves. And, you know, thank goodness more people are doing so. So we're finding more ways to line up to do it for ourselves and also be comfortable with it and helping others do the same.
Right. And you know, that's such a great point. And I know that Dana was making that point earlier about by, you know, the one of the best gifts we can give to others is becoming ourselves, you know, our authentic selves, because that by example, by vibration, by, you know, just by our being invites them to become their authentic selves.
Yes, it is all about that allowing. It is, because I can remember on my spiritual journey when I really, after my rollover shortly thereafter and having this newfound awareness and insight and awakening, I was willing to drag my husband along with me. I wanted him to see it through my eyes.
Right.
And it took me a while to get comfortable in allowing him to have his own journey, his own path, and to have that wonderful supportive relationship.
Yeah, and I think oftentimes we have this great attachment of getting people's approval, and that never works. I mean, sometimes we get their approval, but our needing their approval actually gets in our way of stepping further into our authenticity, and
Yes, it becomes a big game at that point.
Yeah, it does. It does.
So that leads us to what this week's Authenticity Rising into Action, our dare of the week.
Yeah. So what we were talking about, identifying in someplace in a person's life, like think of your life and think of an area, the various areas. You might think of it something relating to your job, your career, something that happens, in your personal life at home or when you're interacting with others out in the world, or even like how you interact with food or others. But think about an area where you haven't been allowing. Identify it. Because that information is the first step.
Yes, and once you have that area identified in your life, then you'll start to see ways in which you may have been obstructing the proper unfolding, as Dana was talking about, allowing the unfolding to happen in the way it's meant to happen without needing to force or control the outcome.
Right. Right. And the allowing is probably one of the most difficult things that we do. And in fact, I think that some of our biggest grief that we feel, particularly with things like, someone we love who passes away, that letting go, the letting go that feels so huge to us is because we're being forced to allow it. We can't not allow it. And I think that we have this illusion of being in control, and that illusion of control keeps us trying to control things, and actually things unfold less well for us when we're controlling. So being able to allow is a real gift you can give to yourself.
Yes, it is. It is. And, I love how Dana on one of the breaks was mentioning how her story at this point, recalling it and sharing it, it's hard for her to even remember herself being that way, to go back in time. And we can change so rapidly and drastically, very suddenly sometimes. And
right.
It does make some of those people around us uncomfortable, but that's, again, their own thing. And we have to be free from that approval from others. But I recently went through that process of sharing my story in a chapter, and I'm a contributing author in the upcoming book. It comes out next Tuesday on August 28th.
Yay!
Speaking Your Truth, yes. Inspiring Stories from Courageous Women. And, you helped me with that when I was writing it initially. You helped me with some of the editing before I submitted it for consideration to be accepted in the book. And, the process that it took for me to go through that, the healing that I experienced and everything. But when I was reading it with the final edits to approve it, which there weren't very many because you're so wonderful, by the way. When I was approving it, it was like I was reading it and I'm going, who is this person? I don't even know if I wanted to share it. So
right.
Anyway, it's out there and it's time for us to wrap things up for today, huh?
Yeah. So please visit us on our Facebook page, Authenticity Rising. Visit our website, authenticityrising.com. You can find out more about Sabrina's book there. And it's a fabulous story, so I encourage you to read it. Also, September 15th, Seattle, we've got a workshop coming up. Thanks so much for joining us. Join us here every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Have a great week, and we'll see you here next time.
You've been listening to Authenticity Rising. Join Christine and Sabrina each Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Authenticity Rising provides you with simple solutions for stepping into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Tune in each week as Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz inspire you to rise to the occasion of your life. For more information about Authenticity Rising, visit www.authenticityrising.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio and rise to the occasion of your life.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.